Well, right off the bat, because this is a new thing we do on the show, right off the
Yep.
bat.
Right off the
Darren,
bat. Welcome to
nice to
NMR.
see you. Welcome to NMR. Right off the
Good to
bat,
see
let's
you.
get to it. The reason that people are wanting or tuning in.
The reason I sound like
I was gonna
this.
say, yeah, maybe a little bit. You do sound great, actually.
I have been saying I sounded like a prepubescent boy, like hitting the notes, you know?
A
Yeah,
little
yeah.
bit. That's okay. You are fresh off your latest trip to BravoCon, and I saw some of those social media posts. I saw your face
Chaos.
plastered on things. Yeah,
Yep.
chaos. I've checked in with former coworkers of mine who I know you worked with. Hello, Eric. You know which Eric I'm
Yes.
talking about.
I got to work with Eric a little bit this
That's right. He
time.
said that.
Yeah.
I was excited to hear that. It kind of like gave me a nostalgic thrill in a sense. But tell us about BravoCon. It was in Vegas. How are you feeling? You moderated multiple panels. Give us the lowdown.
Yeah, it was in Las Vegas. I was there since Tuesday. So Tuesday to Sunday.
Sunday? Yeah.
I was doing so many things to say, but I was doing my first ever like package for the Today Show on Jenna and Friends. So two of the producers came out with me and we filmed on Friday and they got to kind of like follow
Oh,
me around
okay.
in various points of the package or whatever. We filmed a ton. Obviously, we filmed more than we aired because it was just, you know, we were
Yeah.
filming all day. So we captured a lot. So they had a lot to choose from. But it was my first tape package. It was with Jenna and Olivia Munn. And I took the red eye on Sunday to fly to 30 Rock to make the hit, to intro and outro the clip, and then took a flight back to
Are
LA
you kidding me?
yesterday. We're recording this on a Tuesday right now.
Yeah.
So I'm
Oh
like very out of it. I mean, I passed out on the couch last night for like 4.5 hours. Nadine was like, I
Of
couldn't wake you.
course.
She was
Yeah,
like, I couldn't
no.
wake you. Like, you just had to, I just work. She just worked through it because then I went
Oh.
upstairs to even sleep more because I just had gotten no sleep. But got there
Yeah.
Tuesday. Andy took all of us to see The Wizard of Oz at the
I
Sphere.
saw your, yeah, I saw that post. I was like kind of jealous.
It was
How
super.
was it?
I honestly did not know what to expect. What I expected, because I didn't look this up. I'm not like a type of person who necessarily follows these things,
Sure,
was
yeah.
that it was just The Wizard of Oz being played at the Sphere,
Yeah.
which is a natural assumption. And, you know, I was a little scared about the Sphere because I do get a little like, I don't know what the word is called, but sometimes when it's over, when I'm
Yeah.
overstimulated, like strobe lights, I can get a little panicky. I can get a little
Oh.
claustrophobic.
Okay.
Not always, but this was like a big IMAX, so that
Yeah.
helped. It was like you didn't feel like you had no escape, you know, like I could kind of not
Sure.
work at the screen for a little bit if I
Sure,
had
yeah,
to.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I just need a break sometimes with the
Totally. I'm the same way at stadiums, like football stadiums and like concerts. If I am like trying to take too much in at once, I get a major headache, so I have to like focus in. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so, but this was wonderful. And I didn't realize that they
Love.
had really AI enhanced so much of it. The looks, the makeup, the color, the ruby slippers, all these things. Oz looked so different. He looked like Jim
Because,
Carrey from The Mask.
oh, really? That's interesting.
Yes. I
And
took
they
a picture.
extended like the scenery, right? Because in this case, it's surrounding you up all in
All
all
over.
ways. Yeah,
And
yeah.
in or and so they took out some of the scenes. The whole thing was probably like 1 hour 15 minutes, 1 hour 20.
Oh,
So you're
okay.
probably missing like 15 of minutes of the movie, 15, 20 minutes of the movie. I don't
Sure.
know how long it is originally, but the other thing that kind of enhanced the experience outside of the screen was that it was, I don't know how else to put this, like kind of 4D, where during the
Yeah. Yes.
tornado scene, your
Tornado.
tornado, the tornado, your seat would shake. And then, you
Yeah,
know, during the
yeah.
poppies, they'd have foam coming down. They had like robotic flying monkeys
Okay,
during the
can I
scene,
tell
which
you?
was crazy.
I saw your social media posts and I had to really like I paused it and I was like, are those like in the actual theater and not on
Yes.
the screen? I was like, those look very
Yes.
practical, actually. Okay, that's good to know.
And they were really well done. And that's why I had to film it so you could see the like the
Yeah.
black backdrop and you could see the monkeys
Yes,
going
that's
over
when
it.
I
Otherwise, you would
realized.
have thought it was a
Yeah, that's
movie.
I'm glad you did that because I was like, I think that's a real monkey. Yeah. Well, not real, but yeah.
It was really cool and really fun, and it was a fun like
Nice.
outing, and it was a cool thing to see the sphere for the first time. So that was a
Yeah.
blast. And
Love.
yeah, and then
BravoCon.
BravoCon pretty much because I didn't start actually filming anything until Thursday night behind the scenes
Okay.
at BravoCon Live, which is Watch What Happens Live at BravoCon.
Oh,
And
right.
it was chaos with all these
Yeah.
housewives back there just
Oh,
running and gunning
sure.
and doing it. But it was a blast. I mean, some great
Good.
highlights are in the headlines. Obviously, Vicky Gunvalson is coming back. We saw a return of we saw the premiere, like the sizzle, I guess, of The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. We saw Melissa
Oh.
and Joe getting kind of back together with Teresa potentially. A lot of behind the scenes stuff.
Interesting.
So it was really great. It's so exhausting, and
Yeah.
I'm like kind of out of it. So I apologize if it's like
No,
taking
I
me a
was just
while to get into
thinking.
it.
I feel bad, like you're like recapping BravoCon yet again. It's like it never goes away, right?
Yeah, and well, I mean, and I got to be honest, I'm always really impressed with our network and what we can do, and it's really fun. I mean, even going there as someone who's working it in theory, it's a lot of fun, and it's great interacting with the fans.
Yeah.
And you know, Vegas is good. Vegas for 6 days, though, by the end of it, especially because
Everyone
I don't
says this.
gamble,
Yeah.
I'm just like dried out. Like my
Yeah.
skin is dry. I feel like my nose, you know, when your nose is like,
Oh
it's like,
yeah. Yep.
you know, snuffy,
Just
but it's just
but
dry
still
and
dry.
raw. Yeah, you know that. And you're just like
Yeah.
cigarette smoke and you're in the desert. And granted, like I
Oh
live in
God.
LA, so I'm not far from a desert necessarily.
Right,
But
right.
it was a time. I'm glad to be back. It was
Can
nice.
let me ask you, like, here are some questions I think fans and listeners may be curious about. So, like, when you're there, and I actually don't even
Yeah.
know this, are you, of course, as Andy's assistant, are you doing a lot of assisting, or are you able to go and kind of do, like you were saying, like Today Show stuff? Is Andy basically like, hey, where are you? What are you doing? Or like, what is your,
No, I'm not with
yeah.
him actually really at all. I got to bartend
Oh.
on I think it's going to be Wednesday night show this week, Wednesday night show
From
for
Vegas?
BravoCon, yeah,
Oh,
live. So
nice.
on his show. So that was really fun. No, I'm mostly working actually for Bravo and doing
Yeah.
talent. So I'm moderating panels. I'm doing a lot of like activations with Hilton and
Right.
things for social for Bravo, but I had to State Farm hired me to kind of do this like recap show at the
Okay.
end of everything. And then I did a couple things like during it. So you're kind of busy all the time. You're just like running and gunning, doing things for Peacock, kind of filling in where you can. So it's fun because it's a lot of interacting and you get to do all these different things, but you're
Yeah.
always talking. Yeah,
Right.
and you're talking to fans in between. So your voice just kind of gets
Oh, I
really
know.
shot by like Saturday morning. You're not even, no one, you know, I wasn't drinking. I wasn't hungover. It's
Good for you,
just
because
a
it would have been worse, I'm sure.
matter of like
Yeah.
constantly having to bring it. Your voice just gets shot. So that's kind of where I'm at now, but I'm trying to like
Yeah.
keep it together as much as I can.
So I'll stop asking you a ton of questions, but I will say, listeners, I have to tell you, if you haven't been following Darren on social media, I did stumble upon a story today where Darren is, I can tell you're with a producer and you're sitting there and you look great, by the way, whatever outfit, whatever glam you had, wonderful. And while Darren is like, has her cards, guys, she like has her cards and she's talking to a producer. Someone's doing her hair,
Oh yeah,
like
my
in the
friend Mike
same.
Potter did my makeup and I love him. Shout out to Mike
He seems
Potter,
like a nice guy
legendary.
just in this clip. Yeah.
I mean, he does like famous people,
I know,
rock
I can
stars.
tell.
You
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
he's
You
like
looked
so
great, so.
amazing. The fact that he's willing, this is his third BravoCon with me, and the fact that he's willing to like come out to Vegas to
Yeah.
do this, you know, and he knows so many people. He's so funny. He kept me together. He was there with me all
Yeah.
day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we had like
Yeah,
a great time. Shout
you
out
were
to
just like
him.
learning something. I could tell, like having a conversation. He's just spray hairspray, adjusting your hair, and you're just like nonchalant about it. I was like, that is the movie star Darren that I love to see on
Yeah,
Instagram.
movie star, I don't know, but it felt very glam. I felt very
I was gonna
glam
say,
and nice.
yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it. Okay, last question about BravoCon. Well, not really
Yes.
a question, but you know, you and I have done CrimeCon a handful of times and other events, and I remember the first CrimeCon I went to, you had other engagements that were very important, I remember. But I remember going, and then like the next year, you and I sat and signed, how many autographs did we sign? Like probably 500 autographs one day sitting at a booth. Like
Yeah, it was a lot. It was
it's,
great, like in a
how
good
does
way.
it, yeah, it was great in a good way. So like, how do you compare these, like the CrimeCon convention versus like a Bravo
Sure, there's
convention?
certainly a lot of similarity. I don't remember how many people were at CrimeCon, but
Yeah, I'm forgetting too.
think BravoCon is like 10,000 people a day, maybe. I
Okay.
think I want to say CrimeCon was probably like
Yeah,
3,500
somewhere in
people,
that
something
range,
like that.
maybe.
So it's a little bit bigger because it's, Vegas and everything's bigger in Vegas, but very similar. I mean, I'm kind of in a different position because I'm talent, but I'm also working. So I'm
Yeah,
not really sitting,
exactly.
I'm taking selfies with people, but like I'm not the one that I'm highlighting the people that
Of
they are
course.
to see. So I'm kind of like with them in a way, but kind of my own. So it's different, but certainly I think for them and certainly for the Bravo celebrities, it's absolutely like that. And you're on photo lines, you're on panels, you're answering questions,
Oh my God,
you're taking pictures. It's everyone's, when I say working, everyone's kind of working and geeking out on Bravo at the same time. And it's super fun. I mean, much like CrimeCon, where people are working it, but you're also talking about crime and you're talking about criminal justice and things that like
Things
we all
people care
kind of
about.
nerd out about. And but the thing about BravoCon, unlike CrimeCon, I want to say, was that it's like all day, like events are at night. There's like DJ
That's
sets and this
true.
and that. And I don't remember there were gatherings, but I don't remember there being like
Not within
sanctioned
the convention. Yeah,
CrimeCon, yeah,
exactly.
events. So like once that was done, you could like, oh, you're going off. But this was like, okay, I'm wrapped here, but I'm gonna go to BravoCon Live. And then after that, it's a Kyle DJ set. And so it's all the
A
time. It's
lot
a little
going
bit more
on.
partying, forward, obviously, but in a really, really exciting way.
Well, what I'm hearing is that we need to get you a show on Bravo. Hello, what are we waiting for, guys, over
Or
there
at
at
least a show to
Bravo?
talk about Bravo, because I could talk about it all day. Let me tell you, it
That's
was
true.
really
That's true.
fun. And, they gave me really fun, cool panels. I got to play some fun games. So,
Nice.
yeah, I'm just, it
And
was nice.
I want to give a shout out. I don't know if you saw him, Danny Pellegrino. Did you run into him at any point? Another
Many
friend of
times.
ours. Love
He looked
Danny.
amazing. He
He did look
moderated
amazing.
a panel or two. Don't quote me, because it's hard for me to know what other people are doing because I'm
Of
busy all
course.
day. So
He
I
did
can't
moderate
see
a
what they're
few,
doing. I know he moderated at least one, but yeah, he was there. I ran into him, kissed each other, saying
Love him.
hi.
Shout out
Just the
to
best,
Danny.
the nicest guy. Someone else came up to me and was like, I'm more excited to meet Danny Pellegrino. I'm like, that man is amazing.
He's
Like
the best.
in terms of
New
any other
dad.
Bravo celebrity, just yeah, and he was talking about his kid. Gem of a man.
Love him. Love him. Longtime friend of mine, and it's crazy. Like, I knew him before he was ever associated with anything Bravo podcast, and then suddenly he's like the biggest Bravo podcaster. Check out Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino if you guys are listening and want a good podcast. So, well, Darren, thanks for the recap of
You're
BravoCon.
welcome.
My invite to come, be there with you must have gotten it was somewhere in the mail. I'm not sure what happened. I hope I
Some
can make it
paths got
next year.
stolen. Yeah, definitely. It's right up your alley because I know you're the biggest Bravo fan.
Switching gears a little bit, here in Pittsburgh, Paul McCartney was performing last week, and I want to tell you a couple of things. I know you're a huge fan, and I
Did
am
you
too.
go?
I really wanted to go. This is one of the things I wanted to tell you. So he was doing PPG Paints Arena, which is basically like the same size as MSG, essentially.
Okay.
Just to give people like an understanding of what it is. And I knew several people that were going. One of my best friends, Matt, was going, a couple of coworkers. Lots of people had early tickets. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. I was keeping an eye on tickets for the week leading up to and the day of. And 10 minutes or 15 minutes before the show started, the cheapest ticket was $1,200 in the 200 level seats.
$1,200, like basically
Five
just to
minutes
like
before to be in
standing
the room.
outside and oh, Jesus.
And there were even some tickets behind the stage for $800 for Paul McCartney. And
When do
like,
they stop selling tickets to the show? Like, could you buy a ticket to the show up until last 5 minutes or
I think
like.
you could. I think you could. I was still looking like, I want to say an hour after the show started, and there were tickets still available to be purchased. I'm talking on, I should be clear, StubHub, SeatGeek, these like
I mean, that's
secondhand
absurd.
places.
That's absurd.
I
Only because I
know.
went to the World Series, that long game that I
Yeah,
told you
that's
about,
right.
6 hour,
18
45 minute
innings.
ones, and that was under $1,000.
Okay, that's not bad for a World
World
Series,
Series.
especially in a stadium like
And I
that, you
got
know.
7 hours of entertainment. I'm just saying that, like,
That's fair
even
too.
though four of those were miserable,
We're just sitting there waiting for it to end.
I got the entertainment.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Well, Paul McCartney, from what I hear, was amazing,
He
and
always puts on a good show.
I want to tell you, my friend that went, I want to give a huge shout out to my friend Matt. He's gonna be married by the time this episode comes out. He's getting married this week as we're recording, and he is one of my best friends. I'm so
Mazel
happy for
tov.
him. Him and April, congratulations. So he bought these tickets like months and months ago, and he got floor seats at face value, like row 10, section 7, like not front by any means. But when he got there, he got to his seat. And he was like so pumped and he was so excited. And he could tell someone was kind of like giving him like making eye contact. Well, I want to tell you that before Matt got to the venue, this is what I did. I DM'd Paul McCartney, PPG Paints Arena, Live Nation. I found Paul McCartney's rep's email and said, "Hey guys. My friend Matt, who is a veteran, by the way, the show was on Veterans Day as well. He's a veteran
Oh,
and
well,
he's getting
okay.
married." And I was like, "He's getting married this coming weekend and or next weekend." And I was like, "He's in section blah blah blah, seat blah blah blah. Just saying if you want to give him a quick little shout out, wouldn't that be nice?" Of course, who knows if anyone ever saw
Going into
it.
the ether, right.
I'm just doing my part as one of his best friends. I think anyone would expect such a thing, right? Well, this guy's kind of eyeing him and comes up to him and he says, "Do you guys want like an upgrade to your seat?" "Hello, yes, of course." Moves him to front row center, Paul McCartney. Every picture, if you look at any photo with the front row in the frame of any photo or video from that night, my friend is the 6'3" white guy in the blue hat. You cannot miss him.
Oh
Every
my God.
single video and picture I saw on
How did they
TikTok,
have
on
those seats
Instagram.
free?
So we discussed this a lot. We were trying to figure it out. I would like to say it's my fault. I want to say that like Live Nation saw my thing and they upgraded him. That's not what happened, but I'm gonna take credit where I can take it.
I would.
That's my wedding gift. You're welcome. What we think is going on is that, as I'm sure you know, a lot of times, especially with older acts, at least as well, local radio stations will give out a lot of these really good tickets, and then they're filled with contest winners that may not really even want to be there. So we think that they left a couple of those front row seats open so that Paul didn't get like the low energy kind of Wall Street type that doesn't really want to be there, but like paid for the
Right.
ticket because it's not a big deal. Like, I think they wanted super fans in that front row, and they definitely got them with Matt. He's the biggest Paul McCartney fan in the world. So I was just so happy for him. And of course, I'm just going to take
Wow.
credit for it because
Well,
I
I
threw it
don't
in there.
understand how they would know that it's him without saying, like, do you want an upgrade? Like,
I
why
don't
would
think
they
they
choose?
knew. I don't think they knew it was Matt. I think it was just literally the venue was like, "This guy looks like a super fan. Let's bring him to the front potentially." I don't know.
Wow, that's insane.
But I'm just going to say it's my wedding gift because even though I have nothing to do with it.
Hell
But
yeah,
can you
bitch.
imagine all the take all the credit?
Take the credit.
Can you imagine?
Now I'm upset that you don't do this shit for me.
Well, listen,
Well,
we're beefing because you had the opportunity to give David Archuleta my phone number and passed.
you don't need my
And
help.
passed.
You
We know what
eyed him
happened.
and DM'd him. You
We
have a
know what
closer
happened.
connection
That's
than
true.
I
He
do.
did. He actually did. He did share my story. So maybe we're
Exactly.
closer now. But to think that Paul McCartney is basically like spitting on you while he's singing because you are
There's
that
nothing better
close to
than
his
having Paul
face.
McCartney spit on you, am I
I
right?
mean, literally. And I told Matt, I was like, my Paul McCartney story is that in 2011, I went to a Lady Gaga concert at MSG, actually. And Paul McCartney was in the audience and I could see him like right near us. And he was paws up, little monster, knew every single word. He knew
That's
every word
amazing.
to Born This Way. And he was standing next to Michelle Pfeiffer, who also did. So just interesting little tidbits, you
I
know?
love that story. I love that
Yeah, I
story.
thought you'd like that.
That's
So.
that alone is like worth a BravoCon. Like that is
I
that
know,
like
right?
it's like a BravoCon ticket or my experience at BravoCon or whatever. I'm not sure it can compare to front row upgrade haphazardly
Front
at a
row
Paul McCartney. Yeah,
center, Paul
right. Like
McCartney. I'm going to send you the photo and I'm going to be like, "This is where he stood for the entirety of the
crazy,
show." By the way,
crazy.
shout out to Paul McCartney, who's 83 years old and did a 3-hour show without stopping
And also listening to this podcast for
and
sure.
is listening. And nice to listener shout out, Paul McCartney.
Paul, I'm going on the record as saying Paul
Yeah.
McCartney's favorite
Huge
show
fan
isn't
is
even
Shaken
Shaken
and
It
Disturbed.
isn't even that, it's NMR, Shaken
It's
and Disturbed.
NMR episodes of Shaken and Disturbed. That does
Yep.
track.
That does track. Let's spread that rumor about Paul McCartney. Be like, oh, fun
Yeah.
fact.
He's had worse things. What's wrong with that one? We
That's
should go with
true.
it, you
Yeah,
know?
let's go with
Yeah.
this. Let's
I
go
like
with
that.
this.
Well, Darren, I want to wrap up this week's NMR. I want you to know I'm really fumbling this. I had a Pokemon event over the weekend. That's right. I took some
Okay.
personal time and really
Great.
enjoyed some things I like. I
Okay.
wanted to
And
ask.
I and to that I
Go
say
ahead.
good for you. Good for
Thank
you,
you.
Glen Coco. I'm happy that there's a pot for every lid out there. You know what I mean? That's what I'm proud
Oh
of.
my God, I love that like euphemism. My question for you is, are you proud of me? I'm going to name off some Pokemon, and I want you to tell me how proud of me you are as I tell you that if I caught
On a
them.
scale of
Of like 1 to 10, 10 being extremely unbelievably proud. Okay, the first one,
okay.
you know this one. Hello, Grimmsnarl. You know this one.
Grimmsnarl.
Yeah.
That's
And
well,
are you proud?
Grimmsnarl's been in our conversations for quite some time.
That's a good point.
I'm gonna say 6.5. That's where I'm
Six and
going
a
on the yeah,
half.
six and a
And
half.
of course, I know, but tell all the listeners what Grimmsnarl is like kind of best known for.
Best known for the defense mechanism, the Grimmsnarl.
Okay, yes, good.
The
Okay,
defense
interesting.
mechanism that the Grimmsnarl utilizes is the ability to fart like nuclear waste and kill those around him.
Okay, that's a different game than I played, but I respect where you're going with that.
That's the
Okay,
Grimmsnarl.
great. And then so moving on to the other one, Darkrai.
Darkrai,
Yeah.
as in dark cry or dar cry.
All one word, Darkrai.
Okay, Darkrai. Well, that one feels cool.
Okay,
I'm
and are you
picturing
proud of
like
me?
a
Yeah.
bat kind of Pokemon there.
Okay, not
So,
far off.
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with an eight. I'm going with an eight. I'm very proud of you for that. Yeah.
Thank you. And of course, I know you know, but for the listeners, this
Right.
particular Darkrai was called a Shadow Darkrai, which of course means,
Shadow Darkrai. I don't know if I've ever. You
no,
know
you
what?
know.
I'm sorry I had to look it up because you said I was close with a bat. And you know what?
You're
I'm
not far
not
off. It's
far off. I'm
a
sorry.
ghost. It is a ghost, but it does kind of resemble have like flappier type of wings. Don't
So
be
the
looking
sh
up what shadow means
I
either.
don't know what shadow means. I'm just
Okay.
kind of impressed that I could sense
Yeah,
from the
you
name that
kind
it's a
of did.
bat.
You kind of did.
Shadow
Shadow
means
means, of course.
that they have no shadow and they're invisible.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Again, different game.
Just for that's just for the listeners. Yeah.
Right. And of course, finally, Darren, I did catch many of this next Pokemon. it's a really cool Pokemon. Its name is Impidimp. Go ahead.
Impidimp.
Impidimp. And of course,
I
Impidimp is.
I
And
gotta
no,
look
don't look
what
it
that
up because
looks like.
I'm curious because I want to know like what do you think an Impidimp is known for? Like an Impidimp, you know, you play the game, you
Like
know,
I just
Pokemon.
imagine like a little dumpling, like poof. Like if Snoopy were to be any Pokemon, she would be an
Oh,
Impidimp.
she would be an Impidimp.
Like a little
Okay.
dumpling, like a little
Okay, and of course,
right?
Impidimp evolves into the what's that one
The
Pokemon?
Charburger.
First of all, that's a restaurant in. Like the Lower East Side somewhere.
Charizard. I gotta look
Charizard.
up an Impidimp. I
Not
gotta look up.
Charburger. What do you think
Oh,
about
Impidimps are
Impidimp?
little crabbies. They're like
It's a
little
little
crab.
like crabby, like a little impy fairy type
It says
thing.
it's known for being mischievous.
That's true. And in my game, I know you play a different game. In my game, Impidimp becomes
Oh,
Grimmsnarl.
Balloompa. Oh, Grimmsnarl.
Oompa-Loompa. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, those
Not
seem common,
Charburger.
so I'm not that proud of you for catching an Impidimp. So I'm going to give you a two.
Actually, this weekend they were kind of common, so you're not wrong there. I need to make sure I write down Charburger as a Pokemon, and that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Well, guys, as you can tell, we got to get Darren on off of whatever
Medication or
game, on
something.
medication and off of whatever she's playing,
Something.
and
Playing
into
the
something
wrong
else.
game. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. By the way, for those of you on Patreon, we're really excited because. Our next full episode, Darren, tell them it's a famous case that we have not covered before, as far as I'm
We have
aware.
never
Yeah, which is
covered it.
weird.
Maybe in passing, we mentioned it in some way. I'm sure we
I'm
have.
sure in some way, yeah.
But, I can't believe I'm saying this for the first
Yeah.
time. We're actually covering the murder of Latin pop star Selena.
Selena, we're finally doing it. I remember, do you remember the E! True Hollywood Story of Selena?
Yeah.
And like Yolanda was on it, and I was like, get her off of my television screen in
There is,
1990,
I, that is one of the movies,
96.
the Jennifer Lopez movie
Yes,
of,
yes.
I don't remember what year it came out. I want to say like
Probably late
96,
90s,
7.
98. Yeah, somewhere in there.
I got to look it up. It that just, I could watch that all day. She was
Endlessly.
amazing. To me, that was her best acting.
For
97.
sure.
That was her best
97.
acting, I think, ever. And I love a J-Lo movie. We talked about Enough not long
I was just
ago.
going to say, when did Enough come out?
But Selena, she
2002.
was particularly amazing in it.
Yeah, she
And I
was.
don't even remember ever really understanding anything about Selena outside of what that movie had presented. So
Totally,
in
yeah.
97, I was 9. I mean, I'm not
That's
sure
right.
I would have, but a sad, sad story with just a
Totally.
tremendous artist. And yeah, I'm looking forward to covering it with you.
Yeah, me too. You guys can check that out early on Patreon or in our public feed after this week's episode of NMR comes out. All right. We love you guys and we'll see you next time. Darren, go catch an impidimp. Bye
Yeah,
bye.
Oompa Loompa.
A charburger. Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.